27 minutes past the hour. It's a Tuesday, July 22nd. Thanks for tuning in to EWTN's Catholic Connection, second hour here on EWTN Radio Extra. We're so blessed to have the Cardinal Newman Society joining us every Tuesday for the Newman Guide News. Normally, we have wonderful Kelly Solomon, but today we have Kevin Murphy. And happy to have Kevin with us as well, who is the Chief Content Provider and Marketing Director. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. So much to discuss in terms of real Catholic education. And I love your work at the Newman Society, Cardinal Newman Society, which is why we feature your fine organization every week. But let's go back. Let's take a look at overall, from your perspective, the perception of Catholic education before and after COVID. It's been 5 years. I can't believe it's been 5 years. Thanks be to God. I hope all of that is behind us. But so much still we're seeing a fallout from that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, Teresa, thank you for having us on the program again. And I'll try to do my best to fill the big shoes of Kelly. She's awesome. So
she is. Yeah,
so
she's great.
The perception of Catholic education is really, I mean, if you take a look at education as a whole, before COVID and after COVID is dramatically different in education as a whole. Most people before the COVID pandemic had positive thoughts about education as a whole. Americans now, after COVID, are highly discontent with K-12 education. Right now, I think Gallup did a poll that said that the discontent is at the highest level for the last two decades in education. And then if you look at higher education, before the pandemic, 60% of people had confidence in higher education, and then today that's cut in half. So education as a whole has been damaged since COVID, but it's been damaged because people got a chance to peer in to what was being taught, how it was being taught and communicated to their child, and they found that upsetting. There were all kinds of political agendas associated with things, in addition to the ideas of, you know, are they giving them relevant skills? What kind of things are they teaching them? Catholic education, Teresa, I think, fared better because they were open during COVID. And that gave a lot of people reason to take a look at Catholic education again. But I don't think we capitalized on it. I don't think we kept those people because there were several, people throughout the country, you know, that turned to Catholic education and went back to Catholic education during the pandemic.
You know, that's some really great points that you're bringing out. I do think in some ways, and you always try to find not necessarily a silver lining, but there are always good in terms of when evil, you know, God uses evil to bring about good. He allows things to happen. You know, Romans 8:28, all things, are for the good of God. But let's talk about that, because if you think about how bad COVID was on so many levels, and yet when it comes to education, it did provide an insight into what was really going on. It kind of just pulled the curtain wide open, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I think parents, as I said, for the first time, their kids were working out of the home, and they got the chance. You know, parents are very busy, you know? I mean, when you have kids that are in school, you're taking them to the school and you're trusting that that school is going to give them a solid education. And I think people were deeply disturbed over what they were seeing. And when they got to look into the curriculum and some of the things that were being taught, it really made a change in their life to where they're finally looking at this and saying, you know what, I need to pay more attention to this. And in Catholic education, you know, parents are looking for a haven. You know, they're looking for a place that would get rid of the radical ideologies, chase those radical ideologies from the curriculum, and replace it with the teachings of Christ and his church. And so that is really what Newman Guide Education does. We can tell you that you're going to be able to have that safe haven. You're not going to be somebody that's going to be assailed with radical ideologies. But you have to be careful because, you know, unfortunately, Teresa, just having the name Catholic associated with the school is not always the solution to the problem.
Yeah. One of the examples you gave is some of the problems that still exist in the Catholic schools is that they have this name of Catholic, which is really why the Cardinal Newman Society exists, to help people, you know, differentiate. But the amazing things that even people that coming to Catholic schools think that they can talk about freely without even, thinking about it, right? For example, yeah. You're talking about a speaker that came to one of your members' child's high schools, the oldest Catholic high school in Tampa, Florida, telling them they had white privilege.
Yeah, you know, I had a podcast with Tony Scarpo. He and his wife, Barbara, reside in Tampa, Florida. And Tony is a lifelong resident of Tampa. And when they chose, and she is a convert to the Catholic faith, which is such a beautiful thing. And she wanted, with Tony, to find a place to where their kids could go where they would get the fullness of the Catholic faith. And they wanted to put their kids in a high school that they thought was going to be authentic. And they chose a particular school. This school is, I believe, 144 years old. And so, you know, they've been around a long time. They have this reputation. And Tony, having lived there his whole life, this was kind of like a dream for him, for his kid to go to the school. Now, he not only chose the school, but he moved. He moved his residence to be close to that school so that his daughter could walk to and from the school. And one day she comes home and is visibly upset and telling them that they had a speaker that came into the school that, you know, kind of chided all of the kids there as telling them they had white privilege. Now, Teresa, this school costs $23,000 a year.
Wow.
To go to the school, right? And so their daughter coming home and telling them they had white privilege was extremely upsetting to the students, extremely upsetting to the parents who kind of mounted this defense and called the front office and was asking, what is going on? Who is this person? Why are they coming in and disrupting the school? And see, this is one of the benefits. When we go through an evaluation of a school, schools have to have a policy of the kind of speaker they're going to bring in. You see this all the time. We just wrapped up commencements, Teresa,
right,
where
right.
A lot of these people bring in commencement speakers, and they bring them in, and what do? They rail against the church and the church's teaching, or they try to, you know, subtly insert their idea of what truth is. And it's opposed to what the Catholic Church is. So the Newman Guide gives them that idea that if you have a speaker policy, you avoid these kinds of things. But this just was a touchstone. I mean, it sent, you know, kind of reverberations throughout the community, and the community rallied and said, what is going on? Why is this happening within our Catholic high school?
What was the response from the administration of the school?
You know, at first, according to Tony and Barbara, at first the school was somewhat apologetic. Not really forthright with their apology, but just upset that it, or they said that they were, you know, sorry that it upset people.
Yeah. You're the
and
problem.
So,
we're sorry you were upset.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which isn't
right.
really an apology. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And that's exactly what Tony and Barbara decided. They said, well, look, we're upset that this is happening. Now, here's how ingrained they became. Tony and his wife, Barbara.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. I want to finish this story because it's super important in terms of what's going on in our schools and why we need the wonderful Cardinal Newman Society. Kevin Murthy is with us, and we do this every Tuesday. Newman Guide News. More from Kevin when we come back. He's a content provider and marketing director. And next week, I think Kelly Solomon will be back with us, but we're grateful to have Kevin with us this morning. Continue our conversation with Kevin Murphy of the Cardinal Newman Society and our Newman Guide News. So, Kevin, before the break, we were talking about this Catholic school that brought in this very woke DEI speaker, a school that really many people were upset with because of them doing that, but they didn't even really apologize. It was you're the problem. We apologize that you don't understand what we were trying to do. So what happened after that?
So Tony and his wife, Barbara, were ingrained in the school. They gave $1,350,000 to the school to help build a new theater.
Wow.
They moved close to the high school, as I said before. They chaired the fundraising and went around and solicited other businesses and people to donate to a $12 million fundraising goal for the school. And then this happened. And they ended up turning around and suing the school for fraud.
Good.
Because they said, this wasn't Catholic. This is not what I signed up for. I want my money back. And so in the end, they ended up going to court. They didn't win their case. The judge told them if they wanted to refile, that they could have a pretty good success rate. But what they did was, by standing up to it, they were able to make some changes with personnel. But in the end, this is a long, hard push. And many things were communicated to the kids.
In the meantime,
left an indelible mark.
And see, this is the problem, and they know this. People who are pushing this agenda know it's very difficult legally to fight back, even if you obviously have the means, as this family did. It's a long haul, especially when you go to certain courts where you have judges that are going to side with this woke DEI mentality. But you do still have to push back and stand up, right?
That's right. And you have to know, again, it's just, I think COVID, as you just said very well there, Teresa, has really made us alert to something. And that is, we really have to look at exactly what we're getting. And if you have to look at a school and really do an evaluation, I would just ask you, parents, please look and ask your school, are you Newman Guide recommended? Because it will give you that guarantee. And with all of a sudden, the things that were kind of cascading around Tony and Barbara made them feel very alone. You know, anybody that raises concern about something like this can easily be kind of separated from everybody else. And thank God Tony and Barbara had the wherewithal to stand up, but then to stick with it and see it all the way through. And changes were made in the long haul, but there was a lot of damage done in the meantime.
Right, because there are many families who just kind of shrugged their shoulders and said, oh, well, or maybe didn't think that they could do any change. But my thing would be, is if you can't get the changes done, then you need to pull your kids out of that school, because they're, as you said, there's long-term impact on their souls.
You know, our next podcast, we're going to be interviewing Rich Olin. He's a youth minister out of Southern Maryland, and he talks about when a kid makes a decision to go to college, that it is a eternal decision. And I know we don't think of it in that terms, but it could have a dramatic impact on that person's eternity, because you're going into a college to be formed. You go into the wrong college and you get, and same thing as with schools. If you're in the wrong school, you're being deformed. You're not being formed.
Right.
And you got to look for somebody that forms the whole person.
Yeah, that's a very good way of describing it, being deformed versus formed. And I used to say that, because I went away to school, and back then, I mean, I'm out of school, you know, I graduated in 1981, so it's 43 years, right? Or 44, is it 43 or 44 years I graduated from college? I'm in my mid-60s. But back then, I mean, there were some liberal things, but most of all, it was just you went, got an education. You know, I was involved in journalism. I worked at the radio station, newspaper. So there wasn't a lot of negative influence that way. And I always thought it was good that I went away. You go out, you have to grow up, you have to take care of yourself. And if you don't show up for class, you're paying for it. They don't care. So you have to have self-discipline and all of that. But given all of the influences out there, and if a parent can't afford to send their student maybe to a really good private Catholic college, there is nothing wrong with letting them stay home and go to maybe a community college so you can make sure their formation with you is continuing, because there's too much out there. It's just so crazy right now, right?
Yeah, it is. And one of the things I just encourage people to do is visit Newman Guide colleges. Just, I mean, today more than ever, go visit them before you make the college choice. But now, parents, when you're looking at K-12, ask them, do you have the Newman Guide seal? You know, the Department of Education puts out these blue ribbon type thing, and that's good and well. But at the end of the day, you want a Catholic school that's truly Catholic to embed the life of Christ in your student.
Do you think more people are becoming aware of your great work and looking at your Newman Guide every year, Kevin?
You know, as the marketing guy at the Cardinal Newman say, I would hope.
Yeah.
but it is very difficult. I mean, we want every parent to stop and say, I want a thoroughly Catholic education for my child. And as you said, Teresa, the difference between maybe what we went through as Catholics growing up and going to a parochial school is dramatically different, I think, today in many cases. So you really have to be on guard. I'm hoping that COVID alerted parents to be on guard about what their children are being taught and really scrutinize that.
Well, in addition to what they were being taught, I was just reading a story this morning and preparing for the show and preparing for our interview about what they did with the previous administration and targeting parents who showed up at the board meetings and at different meetings protesting about what the schools were doing and the disappointment they had, and they were treated as terrorists. So not only were the kids being just brainwashed, but anybody who spoke up against the teachers didn't know what the heck they were talking about, had no right to say anything, and then could have been arrested.
That's right. I think you see that repeatedly throughout the U.S. And in the case of where somebody raises the question and the first thing they do, just like we talked about with the apology in this case, is, I'm sorry you don't understand, or I'm sorry. And it casts those people to be almost on an island by themselves. And people don't want to raise a fuss. And so when this happens, it becomes problematic. And then they feel like, I'll just go away quietly. I can remove my daughter or my son, but I'm going to go away quietly. And we can't have that in Catholic education.
Well, that whole idea of, I'm sorry you feel this way, or I'm sorry that you're not aware, that's a deflection and putting it on the other person because you're not big enough to admit that you may have done something wrong. That drives me crazy, whether it's in a personal friendship or family relationship or work relationship, or in this case, we were talking about the formation of souls. Yeah. So what are we looking at in the next couple of months? You're going to double the number of K-12 schools in the Newman Guide, I understand.
Yes. So we have 104, because the Cardinal Newman Study has always published the Newman Guide since 2007, and it's been for colleges. On our 30th anniversary in 2023, we expanded to K-12 and graduate programs, because a lot of parents will go through a lot, and then they go to a graduate school, and again, things can be quickly undone or come off hinge. So this is a chance for parents to look at the Newman Guide, find K-12, find college, and find graduate programs that fit their needs, but also relay the truths of Christ and his church, and don't have any kind of radical ideology or trying to change them. This is the idea of what seamless, faithful Catholic education really should be for a parent, and I hope that every parent out there goes to our site, CardinalNewmanSociety.org, checks out to see if their schools are in the Newman Guide, and if they're not, encourage them to be.
How far in advance do you think, Kevin, and by the way, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Kevin Murphy, the Chief Content Provider and Marketing Director for the Cardinal Newman Society with our Newman Guide News. How far in advance, if you have children attending college in the near future, should you start looking at colleges? How much of a preparation do you think?
That is a great question. I think you should be starting to do that almost immediately when they're entering into high school. You know, start looking, because, you know, a lot of times if you just gather a little bit of information. The one thing I would say, though, in their junior year or their senior year, I would make a personal visit to the schools. Sometimes you can weave this in. For example, down here in Ave Maria, many people weave in their visit to Ave Maria University by going on a vacation.
Vacation,
and they just
right.
Make it a mm-hmm. day, right? So the same thing can be done with many of our Newman Guide colleges, Catholic University of America or Walsh University or Wyoming Catholic. You know, you can do many of these things and still have your vacation. But I would say visit them. It's so important.
What type of impact do you think the recent news from the Supreme Court in allowing the Trump administration to go ahead and break up the current system that we have with the Department of Education? There have been so many problems with education, with illiteracy, with so many students being passed through the system without even being able to read, or they have a very, very low level of reading and comprehension. What impact do you think that will have on future education in general, do you think?
I'm hoping that parents, again, are at a level, and I think the research is showing this. I mean, the Gallup polls we quoted at the beginning of this conversation show that people are discontent, and they're looking for options. I think this is why you have a rise in homeschooling. I think this is why you have a rise in hybrid and private schools. So people are looking for a new solution, because the old solution was not. It just wasn't meeting it. And every year you look at the results are, you know, they're terrible. So when you have an opportunity to really scrutinize things, take a second to look, do an evaluation, and go through the process as a parent and say, what do I want for my child and how can I give that to them best? I think you're going to find there's a stark difference between a Newman Guide education and anything else.
What's so important about a solid Catholic education is not only, most importantly, is it going to form them spiritually and help them with their salvation, right? And God willing, lead them on the path to salvation in heaven. But the Catholic faith is a fullness of truth, not just on spirituality, but on the human person, on reality, on life, because everything comes from God. And so when you have a solidly Catholic education, you're going to learn how to live in reality as a male or a female, and it's going to give you the tools you need to live in the real world, in addition, obviously, to your soul, right?
Yes, yes, to be fully equipped and be fully human.
It's just so important. I'm so grateful. I didn't go to a Catholic high school. I went to a Catholic grade school, and I had very, very good teachers. And I do believe, in addition to my parents praying for me, that those teachers who really placed on my heart a love for the Eucharist and taught me about the faith at a very young age, 8 years of Catholic school, grade school, and I still fell away. The world got a hold of me, but I came back because I had that solid basis. So even if you think, well, I sent my child to a really good school, it does happen. Yeah. Kids can get pulled away, but if they have those roots, right, it's so
That's
important.
Right. That's exactly right. That's what I have the same experience you did. You know, I don't know that there was ever a really great apologist I ran into, but my mother, showing by example when she received the Eucharist, had a dramatic impact on me. And when I saw people in my Catholic school that were doing things, and you got a teaching of right and wrong. Again, were they great apologists? No. But what's happened is we've lost so much of that, and we have to get that back. That's the reason we created Catholic education in the first place.
Amen. What's the website again, Kevin, for the Cardinal Newman Society?
CardinalNewmanSociety.org. That's N-E-W-M-A-N.
Thanks, my friend. Great to have you on. Newman Guide News for a Tuesday. We'll be right back to let you know what's coming up on a Wednesday. Kevin Murthy, the content and marketing director for that fine organization. Check it out online.